The Louvre in Paris remained closed on Monday, a day after a daring daylight heist saw historical jewels stolen from the world's most visited museum. The museum staff asked dozens of visitors who were queuing in front of the glass pyramid entrance to leave. On Sunday, thieves rode a basket lift up the Louvre's facade, forced a window, smashed display cases, and fled with priceless Napoleonic jewels. In a TV interview, France's culture minister said it was a well-planned operation, as the thieves managed to steal the jewels in 3 minutes and 52 seconds, each one knowing exactly where to go. The theft occurred about 30 minutes after the museum opened, with visitors already inside, and was among the highest profile museum thefts in living memory. Bill Pfeiffer from Philadelphia, who was queuing on Monday, said he knew friends who were in the museum at the time of the robbery.
And they said there was a police action and they're closing all the exits and, you know, we don't know what's going on and there's guys with guns here. And
the theft has prompted authorities to reassess security measures at cultural sites across France. I'm Karen Chamas.